College basketball has a new champion.
This crowd can feel it, and they are chanting Tara. And there it is.
Last night, the Stanford women's team beat Oregon State, making Coach Tara Vanderveer the winningest coach in college basketball. She has 1,203 wins, passing the iconic Mike Krzyzewski, the retired coach at Duke. The Athletic's Sabrina Merchant is covering this. Hi, Sabrina.
Hey, Scott.
So a few numbers on Tara Vanderveer's career. We said 1,203 wins, three national titles, and 45 years of coaching. What does this moment mean for her, for women's basketball?
I mean, it seemed like a long time coming for Tara. She's been just racking up wins ever since she became a head coach in 1978 and has pretty much been at the top of her profession ever since she won her first national title at Stanford in 1990. I do think that, you know, comparing men's and women's college basketball always lends itself to some interesting discussions just based on the parity of talents in both sports. But the longevity of what Tara has done, the fact that she has essentially been the standard for West Coast basketball and women's college basketball for nearly four decades now, I think it's a fitting representation of where this sport is, that she is currently the one to have the most wins in college basketball history.
Yeah, but and yet her personality, I read last night she had to text her 96-year-old mother, "You know what, Mom? There's no bridge game tonight." I love that.
Yeah, Tara has a variety of interests. Yeah. Bridge, the water skiing, the piano playing, just always trying to better herself, which I think is a really good example for all of the players that have come through the Stanford program.
Yeah, let's take a listen to a little bit of Tara Vanderveer from yesterday about becoming the all-time winningest coach.
It is a big number, and I'm very appreciative of the great players I've coached and the great places I've been, and, you know, the attention it's brought to women's basketball.
You know, she seems very gracious. I've read she often thanks the Stanford band for coming out to the games. But what makes her such a great coach?
I think it's the willingness to continue to adapt and try to evolve with the game. Like, you think about when Tara first became a head coach, the three-point line wasn't even a part of college basketball. And then she wins her first national title in 1990, and that Stanford team is one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. She was one of the early adopters of that in terms of the women's side of the game. And then 30 years later, she wins a title with Stanford in 2021, and that team runs an offense that looks unrecognizable from what Tara ran 30 years ago. You know, they're running a lot of Princeton setups. The fact that she, you know, coached when, again, no three-point shot, like barely any athletic scholarships come in her way, and now she's coaching in an NIL age where, you know, Cameron Brink is as big of a star as there is in college basketball. And she's
this is the new reality, yeah, where the college players,
exactly,
men and women, can get paid for endorsements and that kind of thing.
Exactly. So to be able to be an impactful coach at all of those different decades, I think just shows her willingness to continually learn. And that, you know, extends to her players. Like, you think about the people that have come out of the Stanford program, they aren't just excellent at basketball. Like, obviously you have Nneka Ogumike and Haley Jones and Shanae Ogumike currently in the league, and two of them were number one picks. But, you know, you also have Jennifer Azey, who was Tara's first National Player of the Year, who's now a basketball executive for the Las Vegas Aces. And you have, you know, current head coaches like Lindy LaRocque, who's building a great program at UNLV, or the director of player relations for the WNBA Player Association is Jane Appel, another one of Tara's graduates. So, you know, she's building leaders as much as basketball players. And I think just her ability to lead women and continually grow herself sets a really great example for the players who come through.
And so many of these, you know, former players showed up last night to pay their respects for her. I mean, they're playing a game, and it seemed like the coach made a bit of a reference to this. They're doing things that Tara Vanderveer herself could not do when she played back in the 70s at Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, it's a far more athletic game now than it was when Tara was playing. She's the first one to admit that the scouting report on her was couldn't shoot, not too fast, and her Stanford team definitely doesn't exhibit that anymore. But yeah, just you look at someone like Fran Belibi, who came through Stanford a few years ago and just, you know, dunking on the fast break, like that wasn't happening at Indiana when Tara was playing. And you know, the players who were moderating the ceremony afterwards, like Rosgold Onwude, who's one of the great sideline broadcasters in the game, like, just all of these different opportunities that are present for women in sports, weren't an option when Tara was playing basketball. And even just the way they play basketball, right? Like the way Kiki Ariathan, I mean, she had this obscene block on Oregon on Friday and just another career high with 36 points against Oregon State in the record-setting game. I mean, that type of post player with her athleticism just didn't exist when Tara first started playing.
Yeah, yeah. And just very quickly, I mean, she's not done yet. She's in year two of a four-year contract. The game keeps changing, yeah? Like there are a lot of transfers that move schools quickly, and she's got to deal with that.
Yeah, and Stanford is so much harder to even transfer into because of the academic requirements, and you have to establish your intention to transfer really early in the year. So the fact that she keeps bringing in high-level talent is a real testament to the fact that, like, she's still relevant all these years later, and people still want to play there.
That's Sabrina Merchant of The Athletic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.